always wanted one of those.
Could they help me give my wife a heated floor?
Oh yeah, they do heated.
That's
tile
what
floors.
I need. That's what I need to do. She deserves a lot more than I'm giving her.
There's no
on
question.
A lot of levels.
There's no doubt about it.
Shut up.
Yep. All so right. Well, don't set me up, Steve.
I'm just saying.
Steve. All right. One of these days, there will be a perfect scenario, and I'll never go to a caller who's not there again. But until then, I'll just have to live with it. All right. I got a couple of things here, and then we'll move on to our picks. One thing is, for those of you who have complained incessantly about Brandon Allen or the quarterback for whatever team you root for, or the fact that Jameis Winston may or may not be cheating, here you go. Some of the worst performances that ended in victory. Need I tell you again that Trent Dilfer has a Super Bowl ring and Dan Marino does not?
Yes.
Need I mention to you? No. Anyway, here are a few of these, and the thing, the numbers are staggering. And those of you who say, I mean, here's the deal. Missouri's probably going to, or has at least a really good look
win
at,
the East.
Winning the East with Matty Mock having and I'm not knocking Matty Mock. I think he's probably going to end up being a fine quarterback. And he looked like an All-American last year when he played.
Not this year.
Well, no Dorial Green-Beckham. They had some other losses on offense. And all of a sudden, he becomes a very average-looking quarterback. And this is not all to defend Brandon Allen. My point is, even if Brandon Allen is not 82% with 6 touchdowns and no interceptions, you can win a bunch of games. And Arkansas, by the way, has a better running game than any of the teams I'm about to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number Did you five, guys see the DBG is
DGB?
Yeah, DBG is going. He may
he's a DB,
declare
right.
for the NFL draft.
Oh, there, DGB going NFL?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, so he's not going to play for Oklahoma after all. Who knew?
I know, right?
Shocker.
That's what you get, Stoopsie.
No doubt.
All right, here we go. Treon Harris. You guys may know about him. The
Yeah, Florida kid.
Yeah. He won a game, or they won a game, against Georgia this last week in the outdoor cocktail party. Gave Will Muschamp his first drink ever in the matchup.
Yes.
Yeah. His final numbers, 3 of 6, 27 yards.
Well, but they rushed for 4,000 yards in that game.
Me. My point still made.
So, yes.
Are you don't have to have great quarterback play to have wins all the
there
time.
There are other ways to win.
Are
well,
you kidding me?
I hate if anybody bought any Kenny Trill Hill shirts from Texas A&M, because not only is he not the starter there anymore, he got suspended 2 games, so he's not in the backup right
now. They'll be shipping those to a third world country.
Kyle Allen, no relation.
Yes.
To any of the other Allens out there. Brandon.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Woody.
Any of them. The new starting quarterback for Texas A&M did not fare as well as Kenny the Trill did in his first game against South Carolina. Against Louisiana Monroe, he goes for a sterling 13 of 28. That's less than 50% by my estimation. 106 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception.
Well, that's like a rollicking 8 yards a pass.
Did I mention they won? 21-16, I think, was the final.
You think anybody wants to take back that Trill is going to be better than Johnny Football?
No.
Like they were saying after the first week?
Yeah.
Maybe
the fact
not.
That he tried to get the name copyrighted is hilarious.
Yeah, it's kind of bad.
Matty Mock is showing up at number 3 here versus South Carolina in a game dominated by Missouri. 12 of 34, 132 yards, 0 touchdowns, but 0 picks.
And those are John Navarre numbers.
12 of 34. I could go 12 of 34. Are you kidding me?
That's bad.
That's horrible. Number
That's
two.
Jameis Winston first half numbers against Louisville. Type bad.
But the difference is
That's bad.
He did it by design.
And
this
he got
was
crab
on accident.
Legs.
This was not on purpose. Jeff Driscoll versus Tennessee. No question he's terrible. 11 of 23, 59 yards, 3 interceptions. Speaking of taking a dive, and they end up knocking off Tennessee anyway. Poor Tennessee. But they did break through with a win over South Carolina as predicted in the zone last week. And last but not least, Matty Mock again versus Florida. In that victory against the Gators, 6 of 18, 20 yards, a touch and an interception, rather, no touchdowns.
That might be the worst game in history for a winning quarterback. It almost have to be.
I mean, you can't find
we
a losing quarterback
a
with numbers that,
that
bad.
No.
6 of 18, 20 yards, and a pick.
And they won.
And they won!
And I'm sure I missed that pick. Oh, and that'll anyway. Be why I miss a championship, because of that game.
Don't get me wrong, it's a lot more fun when your guy throws 5 touchdowns. Steve from Little Rock.
Yes, guys. Apologize about that. I had to leave my phone for a second, but
nice,
thanks to Maddie for getting me back on. I did want to ask y'all, I'm very excited about the basketball team this year. In addition to these two point guards that I've heard about, wasn't there also a guy from Missouri? Is he coming next year, or I just haven't heard anything about this point guard from Missouri that Coach A got?
Oh, Jimmy Witt.
Yes, sir.
Jimmy Witt's supposed to be the real deal.
Pat, when is he going to be eligible?
Next year, Bob.
That's what I heard about the quarterback from Missouri.
Manny Mock?
No, Peavy. When's he going to show up?
Oh, he's there, Bob.
Well, listen,
I'm just
excited about our basketball team. I think if we can play Portis and Kingsley in the paint, that's pretty cool. And thanks, guys. Cool. I appreciate you back to me
Steve,
again.
Steve, thanks for calling back. By golly, I never gave up on you.
That
never gave
is
up on
the
us.
Kind of guy that can play for my team any day. He's not a quitter.
All right, let's get through these picks, shall we? Yes,
Jimmy
we
Witt.
Shall.
It's going to be fun saying Jimmy Witt.
That is a great name. Wait, look over at him and go, we're going to do this.
Name.
I'll make it.
Yeah.
Get it, Jimmy Witt.
Get it to Jimmy Witt.
Coach goes, I go.
They're going to say, he fancies himself quite a wit. He's half right.
All right, here we go. Oregon, Utah. The Utes are catching 8 points at home. The Utes are 6-2 on the season.
Oregon.
They lead the nation with 39 sacks, and they're facing an Oregon team that has had a hard time protecting the passer. Utah will have to have a better performance out of their quarterback, Travis Wilson, who completed 12 of 22 for only 57 yards against Arizona State. He could have success against Oregon, though, which has surrendered over 660 yards passing the last two games combined. This year, while not sexy, very efficient, 9 touchdowns, 0 picks. That is Travis Wilson.
Oregon.
Okay. You couldn't say it fast enough, could you?
You know, why don't more teams that need a coach, like Michigan, for instance, think about Kyle Whittingham?
I agree.
He's a really good coach.
I think about him all the time.
He knows his stuff, but apparently he really likes it in Utah.
I like saying that name, Kyle Whittingham.
That's what they used to say about.
He's one of the best Mormon coaches in the country, as well as the nation.
They used to say that about Peterson. They used to say that about Peterson, too, and all of a sudden he left the job finally.
True.
So.
But, yeah, I think Pat's right. Oregon wins by a couple touchdowns.
All right.
Au natural, he is, Pigskin.
LSU is a 6.5-point favorite on its home field at night against Alabama. Not something you'll find very often. Did not realize what a good year Sims is having. Over 2,000 yards, 15 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Kiffin effect.
And then Amari Cooper. How about these numbers? 71 catches, 1,132, 9 touchdowns.
Give me Bama.
Could be an All-American.
LSU quarterbacks, an interesting stat I found this week when I was digging through the numbers. They are number 1 and number 2 in yards per completion this season.
Which means when they do complete it, they hit big plays.
Which means by their record, I know that they're not completing enough of them. They've rushed 50 times or more in the past 6 games, which I got to believe Brett Bielema would like to be able to do with his team, but they are not running it well enough to make that happen. LSU averaging over 225 yards rushing and had 264 against Mississippi's highly regarded run stoppers. So, LSU at home, I like. Pat?
Give me Bama.
Okay.
You think Saban's going to just dare him to throw the ball?
Yes.
And stop the run? You know he's going to.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Bama succeeds.
I really want to pick LSU.
Do it.
Can't do it.
Well, you heard what Robbie said. He said they could very well win this game.
Robbie doesn't know anything.
Listen to Robbie.
That's true.
What are you saying? He's a mama's boy?
Yeah.
Oh!
Easy, Baz. All right, Pigskin, tell me a little something about Michigan State hosting Ohio State.
Well,
his quarterback from Ohio State's gotten better every game, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
Since he lost to Va Tech.
This is kind of like trying to figure out who you want to win when Iran and Iraq go to war.
This is tough
for you,
isn't
it? You'd
like
for them to blow each other up.
Yeah, and you're like, can both these teams lose?
I would like for the stadium to open up and swallow both teams.
That's not true.
Having said that, Michigan State's just got too much for them. They're at home. It's going to be a raucous crowd. I don't think Ohio State was lucky to escape Penn State
yes.
with a win.
Are you surprised that it's only a 3.5-point line?
Yeah, I am, because I think that is sure money. I
Why?
Think Michigan
Why?
State
Thumbs
Michigan
up.
State wins by double digits.
Somebody's on the take. Is Jameis playing for Michigan
State?
Jameis
and his friend are involved in this. But
Thumbs up. That doesn't make sense
No,
to
it
me.
Doesn't. I'm with you. I think this is the easiest game to pick since the Arkansas-Texas Tech game.
Easy money, son. Michigan State wins double digits.
Famous last words, boys.
Here's a tough one. Notre Dame and Arizona State against Navy, your boy, Everett Golston. First Notre Dame player to run for 3 touchdowns and pass for 3, although they did have their struggles with the midshipmen. Notre Dame beat Arizona State 37-34 last year in Arlington. They are 3-0 all-time against Arizona State. Although I will say this, Todd Graham, defensive-minded coach, quote-unquote, I'm making the quote-unquote marks in the air with my fingers because defensively they've been really bad the
defense,
last 3 weeks.
Good offense.
Last 3 weeks, 10 points, 10 points, 16 points against quality competition. Mm-hmm. Defense seems to be getting better at the right time. They're at home. offense. They have two quarterbacks to choose from. Both are pretty good. I like Arizona State to end Notre Dame's dreams and hopes of becoming a Final Four contestant.
That's probably a pretty good pick.
However,
I'm just not brave enough to do it. I every time I pick Arizona State, they lose.
Well,
so I'm
going to
pick
ASU.
Notre Dame. I have horrible luck with ASU.
ASU really, crazy.
I'm glad Alaska State doesn't have a team.
We don't have to. Luckily, we don't bet on Appalachian State.
Let me give you guys two
often.
Things to chew on for a little bit.
Chew. Welcome to the
Schwartz
chew.
Is out.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Notre Dame's linebacker, Schwartz.
May the Schwartz be without you.
He's out. He's not playing. But they just got back safety Ilar Hardy.
May the Hardy be with you.
Is that the guy that was doing the cheating and got
cheated?
No. Wrong. That's the guy who investigates crimes with his brother. They live down the street from Nancy Drew.
the Hardy boys.
He's back. So I'm not so sure, though, what kind of impact, because he hadn't played all year, by the way.
You know, this has become a Christopher Richard Nolan movie. Jr. Can you please just tell me what you think there with your twisted logic? My mind's in a pretzel, and it's not coated in chocolate, so just give it to me already.
You guys done chewing?
Do it. You got Notre Dame.
Arizona State.
Oh! Yeah. Pat!
I just don't think.
You're going with the Devils over the Catholics? Yeah. Oh, my gosh!
I'm on Irish Island.
I'll see you in hell.
What's wrong with you? Halloween got to you. Who got to you? Somebody got to you. Who got to you?
I know. Far be it from me, considering Brian Kelly, the coach.
I'm sorry.
It's an Everett, Massachusetts native.
I am shocked and disgusted.
I know. Yeah, I'm flummoxed.
Oh, you better hope this doesn't get back to Everett, Massachusetts. Your mother will be very, very disappointed in her son.
I'm telling Gino Covino.
You just moved to number 4 on her list of kids, and she's only got 3. Wow. All right. Pigskin?
Yes.
What's Bob Stoops think about Baylor this week?
Let me tell you something about Baylor. Those Baptists can play some football. They great offense, not that good on defense. I think we hold them down. We win a game by about, say, 6.
Okay, line's 5. You're going to cover the Vegas number, Bob.
There you go.
All right. Pigskin going with Bob. Bob going with Bob. Pat going with?
I am going to go with Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Okay, well, I'm going to go out on Baptist Island and kick it with the great Texan. I like Baylor to roll up into Oklahoma and get a victory for no apparent reason.
Okay. Not needed. You. Hey, you were 7-0 last week. You deserve some reverence and respect.
Far be it from me. Here's a really intriguing matchup this week, I think. The Washington Huskies, not the Redskins, are at home catching 6.5 points against a UCLA team that most people have given up for dead. However, this is a UCLA team that is coming off a victory 17-7 over Arizona. The defensive prowess of UCLA really, to me, unquestioned. The offensive prowess, somewhat in question.
Don't trust Hundley, man.
Very much in question. Here's a stat, though, for you.
Yeah.
They are 4-0 on the road, UCLA is, including hanging 60-plus on Arizona State. At Arizona State.
Wow.
What you make of that? I don't know what in the world's going on here.
They're schizophrenic.
And
I think that they're so full of themselves after beating Rich Rod that they overlook the downtrodden Huskies, and I think Peterson pulls an upset and Washington wins.
Oh, I love it. Love that pick, okay? Pigskin's going Wash. Pat?
Which way are you
going to
go?
I'm going UCLA, actually. I like them, the fact that if they can go to Arizona State and win, they're 4-0 on the road. No offense. And Washington used to be a very intimidating place to play. But if they can go to Arizona State and win in the desert, I got to believe they can go to Washington and win.
That is an impressive win.
Yeah.
Yeah. UCLA is a weird team.
They are a weird
team. They're hard to know. I mean, I think Moore is a good coach, but they're all over the place.
I'm telling you. A lot of Christopher Nolan moments this week.
They need to be more like Brady Hoke and just be consistently lousy every week.
Takes all the guesswork out of it.
It
Pat,
does.
What do you got?
All right, I'm going to go with the old tried and true recipe.
Which is?
Home team. Unless you have a great quarterback coming in on the road.
You know, I'm a believer.
Brett Hundley, is he a great quarterback?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe in him.
I don't either. Don't either.
You guys are going dogs over bears.
Now, this next game, I have no idea.
Okay. Here's the deal.
All I know is maybe the greatest state fair matchup of this weekend.
Maybe of this weekend. Minnesota State Fair is okay. Iowa, Minnesota, and the only reason this game is interesting is because, A, it's a one-point line. Minnesota is favored by one. Secondly, it's going to help determine, because here's the deal. Basically, it's a free-for-all with Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and who am I missing? Wisconsin?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. See, I can't even say the
word. Amir Abdullah.
Yeah, well, he's banged up. But anyway, the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks, those teams all play each other in a round-robin fashion. Winner gets to lose to Michigan State in the Big Ten championship game.
The Big Ten's mediocrity is going to cannibalize itself.
I don't know
itself.
Anything about either of these teams.
Well,
Iowa's better.
I know about Minnesota basketball.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. You want some stats? Iowa's
2-1. Richard Pitino
Jr.
Iowa's 2-1 on the road. Offensively, they're getting better, admittedly, against bad competition in the Big Ten. They have scored 40-plus points in two of their last three games. The one they didn't score 40 and they lost on the road at Maryland. Minnesota's averaging 17 pass attempts per game.
Oh, that's exciting football.
They're ground and pound. Man. But they do have David Cobb, no relation to Randall, 11-31 on the ground this year. He's eighth in the country in rushing.
Hey, is this going to be on primetime?
You know, three of the top eight rushers play in the Big Ten in the same division. Nebraska's running back.
Abdullah.
Wisconsin's running back. And the Cobb kid from... Yeah. And not to mention Indiana's guy. Is that the same division?
No, they're in the East.
Okay, well, they got four of the top eight anyway.
Yeah, but because they have some really awful run defenses, too, and they can't throw. The thing of it is, Minnesota's horrible. And they have a decent record, but they stink. Iowa's tougher. Iowa finds... Razor Ruddock makes a play down the stretch. I think Iowa wins.
The only thing about this game is I just pray Jerry Kill makes it to the end of the game.
Well, I think he does, too. He's had kind of a rough
three-year
stretch.
What an ironic name. The guy's tried to die on the field seven times.
It should be Jerry Die, not Jerry Kill.
How about Jerry Live? I mean, why don't you change your last name, homeboy, just for the heck of it? I mean, you're not helping
yourself. You're saying he's tempting fate.
He is. Yeah. He is. It's like Pat with the whole picking the devils over the Catholics.
Exactly.
You guys.
First the Sam Smith hair, and now he's picking against Notre Dame.
Taking?
I don't even know him
anymore.
When
you're drinking fire, water, and hell along with
Saddam Hussein, Charles Manson. Yeah.
Hitler, whoever else you want.
You think they pick college football games in hell like we're doing?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Maddie T.
No, they've already made all the money they need to on Jameis Winston throwing the first
half. But if you think point shaving's bad here, you should see what it's like in hell.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they got contacts in hell.
They won't play anybody straight up down there.
I don't know if I'd engage in a card game down in hell.
You shouldn't.
Crabs in hell are a whole different thing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're real crabs.
Harder to steal. All right, what do you got, Pat?
What are the boys going with?